How's it going, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to Finding Direction. It's time for the Action After, where we take the practical advice we get from our guests and help you apply it in your life. We believe execution is everything, so let's dive into this week's episode and help you find your direction. What's up, my friend? Welcome back to the Action After. This week, we're sitting down and talking about the real Jason Duncan's Action After item, which was to hire a coach. Now, as we dive into today's Action After, I'm going to give you two separate Action After items you can do. And what I really want to do here is I want to guide you through the process of what it actually looks like to hire a coach. Now, you may be listening to this and you may be going, I've never thought of hiring a coach. Or you may be listening to this and going, you know, I've always kind of entertained the thought, but I've never really looked that much into it. So what we want to do here is we want to give you a few strategies as far as how can you look to go get a coach? Like, what does the process look like to actually do that? And then for you to go actually take action on it, right? The worst that happens is you have some conversations that give you some clarity in your life and you get some clarity there, right? But the goal here is we want to set you up so you can start taking action on this with confidence and have, you know, somewhat of an idea of what you're actually doing so you're not going in blindly. And the first Action After item today is going to be called criteria. And when I say criteria, what I mean is if you're in a place in your life and two things that I want to share with you, and the first one being if you're not certain of if you want a coach or you've never thought of getting a coach, I want you to understand this concept that someone once taught me, and I see it to be true and true and true again for people that have a life they enjoy, is that in life, you either pay to save time, you pay with dollars to save time, or you pay with time to save dollars. So if you're in a place in your life where you are kind of confused, you feel like you're lacking clarity as far as how do you get to the next stage of your life, the two things you want to ask yourself is one, do you want to pay in time to get the result that you want, right? Do you want to pay a year of time? Do you want to pay 5 years of time? Do you want to pay 10 years of time figuring out this thing that you want to get clarity on and this outcome that you want to get to? Or do you want to pay money to compress that time and figure something out in maybe 4 weeks, maybe 2 weeks, maybe 8 weeks, maybe in 90 days, right? But that's really what you want to start to realize is you are going to pay to get this outcome that you want regardless. You're just either going to pay in time and you're going to pay years potentially to get this outcome, or you could pay someone that already has the result, that's already done it, and you can get there much faster, right? So if you're thinking about it, wondering, does a coach make sense for me? Those are a few things you can ask yourself. Are you looking for some clarity in your life? And if you are, do you want to pay in time or do you want to pay in money? All right, now, once you make the decision on if it makes sense to get a coach, and for, I mean, almost everybody, I would say you're never going to regret getting a coach, right? And for many of you, this could be for your career, right? For some of you, this could be a coach for relationship. If you're wanting to get in a relationship, maybe get a coach that can actually teach you how to do that effectively so you find the right partner, right? Maybe it's a coach for your health, right? There's so many different things you can hire a coach for that are going to help you move the needle forward in many different areas of your life. So what we want to look at when it comes to criteria now is one of the first things you want to ask yourself when it comes to hiring a coach is you want to ask yourself, what is the desired outcome that you want, right? For some of you, is it, I want to get clarity on what I want to do with my life, right? For some of you, maybe it's, I know I'm, you know, in a career that I don't like, and I don't really know how to take the next step to get to a career that I like, right? To a career that, you know, excites me, that I enjoy, that brings me fulfillment and happiness, right? For some of you, maybe the desired outcome is you go, I want to lose these 20 pounds that have just been hanging around for way too long, and I've tried year after year to get rid of them, and I just haven't been able to do it. Maybe the desired outcome you want is to get rid of those 20 pounds and keep those 20 pounds off. Stop yo-yoing, right? Maybe for some of you, the result you want to get is you say the desired outcome is I want to be in a relationship, a loving, beautiful, passionate relationship, right? There's many different results you can want, but the first part and the most important part is being clear on what is the actual desired outcome that you want, right? So that's number one criteria. Now, the second criteria you want to start to ask when it comes to hiring a coach is you want to ask, whether you're asking them or you can just tell from looking at them, you want to make certain that the coach that you're bringing on for the results you want has the result that you want, right? For example, a really simple way to demonstrate this is if you went to someone that's 50 pounds overweight and you said, hey, I want to get a 6-pack abs and I want to be, you know, really in shape. It wouldn't make sense to hire that person because they don't have the result, right? Yeah, maybe they could teach it to you, maybe, but if they could teach it to you, then why don't they have it in their own life, right? So you want to find someone that has the result that you want. You want to find someone that has the body that you want. You want to find someone that's in a relationship that you would love. You want to find someone that has a career that they love that can teach you how to get there, right? You want to find someone that has the result because it doesn't make sense to learn from someone if they don't have the result, right? That's like if I was like, I'm going to teach you how to do a triathlon. Like, I've never done a triathlon in my life. That doesn't make any sense. But sometimes as we go to hire a coach, if we're new to this process, this is one of the simple things that we can overlook, right? So make sure that they have the result that you want. And then one of the other things that I would say is really, really important in this process as well is you want to go find 2 or 3 different coaches that you can hire, right? You want to go have conversations with 2 or 3 different coaches, right? So one way that you can find a coach, really simple, honestly, really simple way is go on Instagram and type in the coach that you're looking for, right? If you want a relationship coach, type relationship coach. If you want help in your career, type career coach. Instagram is one of the most beautiful places you can find people in a really easy way. You can Google it, you can do LinkedIn, but again, Instagram, you're probably pretty familiar with that. So that's one place you can go to get to find some people. But what you really want to make sure you do is you want to have conversations with like at least two or three people. Because what you'll notice is with each person, and when it comes to finding a coach, it's almost like an interview process, right? You want to see, okay, who are these 2, 3 different coaches? What are their, you know, sort of approaches? Do I click with them? Do I just get a good vibe and a good energy from them? Do I get a good intention from them? But you want to interview a few coaches because what you'll notice is some coaches, you may go, man, you know, the things they said make sense, but I didn't really click with them. Like, I don't really like the style and I just don't align with their energy. And you don't want to work with someone that you're not jiving with, right? You want to make sure you jive, you click with that person because you're going to be hanging out and learning from them for a little bit of time. So you want to make sure that you jive with them, go talk to 2, 3 different coaches, have conversations with them. And once you talk to two or three, then you pick, okay, which one makes the most sense for you, right? But again, it makes sense to go talk to a few, all right? That's how you're going to get clarity on which one's right for you. And it'll also open your eyes up to what other things are out there, right? So do that. That's what it looks like for criteria. All right, so those are a few things. Again, number one, what is the desired outcome you want? Make sure they have results and then go talk to a few different coaches so you can get an idea of who do you jive most with and really believe can help you, all right? Now, the second thing I want to share with all of you that I'm really excited about is this week, the day you are listening to this podcast, if you're listening to it on the date that it was released, is in my own coaching programs, this week we open up a few slots. So for some of you, if you want clarity specifically on what is the next chapter of your life going to look like, and you have some confusion, you're feeling a little stuck, you're feeling a little lost as far as not knowing what the next chapter of your life's going to look like, whether that means you're feeling stuck in your career, whether that means you're in your career and you know that this is not what you want to continue to do, but you don't know how to take that next step, or if you're just feeling totally lost, you're feeling unfulfilled in your career, or just unhappy, and you want to get to a place where you're doing something that actually excites you in your life, something that you're passionate about and have somebody pay you for it, then I want to officially invite you to come check out one of these spots. All right, these can be one of the 3 conversations you have with different coaches. But if you're listening to this podcast, hopefully you got a good idea of who I am. And all I would say is if you want to inquire about getting one of those spots, because there is a little bit of an interview process, all I would ask is send me a message on Instagram that says direction, right? That way I know you came from the episode. On Instagram, it's just Stu Massengill, right? Stu Massengill, or just look at the podcast cover art and you'll see my name there. But find me on Instagram, send me a message that says direction, and we can just have really simply a conversation on where you're at in your life, what do you want, and does it make sense to do something together, right? I'll be perfectly honest. If you send me a message and we have a conversation and it doesn't make sense to do something together, we're not going to work together, right? We're only going to work together if this is something that actually makes sense, where I know I can help you get the result that you want and can really help you turn a page in your life and start a new beautiful chapter. So if you want to, again, take up one of the few spots that we've just opened up in our program, send me the message direction on Instagram and we'll have a little bit of a conversation there to see how we can help you get to the next chapter of your life. I would love to work with you, help you in this next process of your life. And I promise you, if you're listening to this right now and you are not in a happy place of your life, one of the last just messages I want to leave you with as we wrap up this episode today is know that there is something better. Right? If you're in a place where you're unhappy, if you're in a place where you're unfulfilled, if you're in a place where you're not enjoying what you do, know that there is something better and there is something brighter, right? That you don't have to stay in this place of feeling lost and stuck and just confused. And when you're in it, and I'll tell you this from experience, it can feel so overwhelming. It can feel like your brain doesn't even work because you go, I just can't even think right now. And it's because of literally the chemicals that are being released in your body when you're in this place of feeling lost in your life. So know it's better. Know there's something brighter on the other side and allow yourself to execute on this action after. Again, number one is you want to find the criteria. What's the result you want? Do they have the result, the coach you're going to work with? And number three, go talk to two or three different ones. And then for those of you who are taking action on this, send me the message direction on Instagram, and we can have a conversation to see how we can help you get to that next stage of your life. All right. So that's all we have for the action after this week. Go take action, my friends. I promise you, this action after alone can be one of the most life-changing ones of your entire life. No one ever goes out and says, man, I wish I never hired a coach to help me get further in my life. It's one of the most impactful things you can do, because remember, as we said at the beginning, you're going to pay for it anyway. You just either pay in time to save money or you pay some money to save some time. And we all know that time is the only thing you will never get more of in your life. All right. So go execute, go take that action, my friend. And I will talk to you on the podcast next week. Take care. What's up, my friends? It's Stu, and I have big news. After interviewing hundreds of people on their journey in life and experiencing my own journey to a life full of fulfillment and passion, I finally put together a special guide just for you. And it's called 3 Steps to Finding Direction in Under 10 Minutes. And you can go grab it at findingdirectionuniversity.com/3steps. If you're feeling lost and like you're not quite sure what you want to do with your life, this guide will help you figure out exactly what your next step is in just under 10 minutes. You're not alone in this journey, and I'm excited to guide you through this process until you've truly created a life that you love. Go grab the guide at findingdirectionuniversity.com/3steps. I look forward to helping you create your dream life.